And now on BBC Radio 4, it's time to sit back and relax over a flagon of mulled wine and eat your 108th mince pie of the day as you listen to the seasonal adventures of the raconteur, after-dinner speaker and self-taught trombonist Count Arthur Strong, who in his own words is never happier than when he's blowing up his own trombone. Join him now for this week's special instalment of
Count Arthur Strong's Radio Show.
Look at that. They're selling Christmas decorations already.
Next.
Ridiculous. Just gets earlier and earlier every year.
Right, which one of you two's next?
Me.
Well, I was here first, but if you must.
Do you need any help packing?
Well, I managed to drag my body in here, so I would think I can find the strength to lift up a packet of cream crackers and a peppermint aerodrome. Pack-a-mac. Caramac. And listen, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, you.
For what?
What's that on your head?
Oh, it's a Santa hat.
Exactly.
Why should I be ashamed of that?
Oh, I see. Playing dumb, are you? I'm just the unwitting cog in the machine. It's not my fault. I'm only following orders. It's the man. The man made me do it.
What man?
As if you didn't know. The system. Where would we be if everyone followed orders, eh? We didn't win 3 world wars following orders, did we?
Didn't we?
Well, pardon me for saying so, but if you have to ask the question, you obviously don't know the answer. It's a good job you're not Lord Mountbattenberg of Birmingham. We'd be stuck right up the creek without a poodle.
A poodle?
A poodle? Where? Bloody poodles. I have enough with next door, but one's yapping all night. What sort of name is Cindy for a dog? In fact, you'd never hear of a human called it.
Cindy Crawford?
Where?
What?
Where's Cindy Crawford?
No, she's not here.
Why, bring her up then.
Cindy Lauper.
What?
Cindy Lauper.
Where's Cindy Lauper?
No, she's not here. She's American. She lives in America. She's got the same name as the poodle you were talking about.
I had never mentioned a poodle called Cindy Lauper.
Do you mind if I just pay for these? I'm in a bit of a hurry.
What are they?
They're lights for the Christmas tree.
Another gullible victim of the pay-now-have-it-later society. You'll be buying your poodle a card next for Sydney Vicious Poodle Day. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Christmas decorations on sale already. I've only just finished eating my Easter eggs.
It's December the 23rd. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
What happened to bonfire night?
We had one.
Oh, no, we can't have done, because I always do the fireworks display for the scouts.
Oh, hey, you're not him that was in the paper last year, are you?
Oh, I can't remember all the times I've been in the paper.
No, it was you. Bonfire night last year.
Must I always be held to account for what an explosives expert himself called, and I quote, an accident caused by a freak? A freak accident caused by a freak. There is a subtle difference. And if there was any justice in this world, people would be thanking me, because it's down to me that the scouts got themselves a new hut. They wouldn't have got that if I hadn't generously blown their old one sky high. And it's got a proper toilet inside it. They never had that before, neither. By rights, they should name that toilet after me, or at least have a plaque on the seat. Then whenever anyone paid a visit, they could see my name on the toilet and be reminded of me as they went about their business. Anyway, shut up about bonfire night. That's weeks away. It's sodding Christmas tomorrow. I've got a lot to do.
Morning, Arthur.
Wilf?
What can I do for you?
I've come in to talk turkey with you, Wilf. The bird, that is, not the country. If I wanted to talk about the country, I'd be in the travel agents, Wilf, not the butchers. No offence. But imagine if I came in here and asked you for 2 tickets to Istanbul. We'd both look stupid, especially you.
Right, now, So what can I do for you?
Two tickets to Istanbul, please. No, I'd like an edible turkey, please. One around about the £10 to £12 mark. I don't want to go any smaller than that because I do all my turkey pies the day after Boxing Day for the freezer compartment of what the Cockneys call the Gina Lolly Frigidaire.
I'm sorry, Arthur.
I've got this wonderful recipe that I did last year. You strip the carcass, chop an onion, go to the off-licence and get the biggest flagon of cider that they do. I think it's about a gallon. Anyway, whatever it is, you put half a cup full of cider in it with the turkey. And while it's soaking, you carefully knock back the rest of it. I do hate waste in the kitchen. It's something of an obsession with me. I'm almost AC/DC about it. I'm very much into disposing of things environmentally. And what could be more mentally friendly than drinking lots and lots and lots of cider?
Well, what did the pies taste like?
What pies?
The turkey, onion and cider ones.
I don't know. When I came round after recycling the waste leftover cider, I couldn't find the turkey anywhere. One of those unexplained things you hear about.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, Arthur, but I'm afraid I can't help you on the turkey front. Like the turkey in your recipe, they've all gone.
Really? What, they all disappeared when you passed out as well. Had a nap. Get on the phone to New Scotland Yard now. Oh, they laughed at me last year, but they'll have to take me seriously now. Yours have gone missing.
No. They didn't go missing. I was joking.
That's not a joke, saying your turkeys have disappeared. You're not going to fill the London Palladium with that one. It's more what they call a catchphrase, that is. Wilf, my turkeys have disappeared, Taylor.
Well, I'll stick to the day job, then.
Well, if you're serious about being a comedian, I could always give you some tips. I've mentored them all, I have. Jimmy Tarbucket, Bob Monkeyhouse, Cannon and Large Balls. When did you say you were on at the Palladium?
I'm not on at the Palladium, I'm just a butcher.
Hey, don't belittle butchery. Some of the comedians would give their right hand to be able to do what you do to a cow. Michael McIntyre and all that lot. You're just as good as they are, Wilf. In fact, Wilf, I would go so far as to say you are a far, far better butcher than Michael McIntyre will ever be. You are once, twice, three times a butcher, Wilf. And I love you.
Well, thank you, Arthur, but what I meant was I've sold out of turkeys.
Well, what am I going to do now? You can't have Christmas without a turkey. It's like Morecambe without Wisemuller. Or Ronnie Corbett without Ronnie Cray. Reggie Cray. The two Reggies.
Well, you could try one of the supermarkets, I suppose.
I've just come from the sodding supermarket. Nothing. Not even a packet of turkey fiddlers. Did Bernard Matthews die in vain?
Morning, Arthur.
Did you know it was Christmas tomorrow?
Yeah, I may have heard something.
Well, you either did or you didn't.
Yeah, sorry, I did know it was Christmas, yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you for passing it on to one of your most loyal and steadfastly devout customers.
Well, I didn't think I needed to pass it on. Everyone knows it's Christmas is when it is. Don't tell me you forgot.
Forgot? Christmas? No. Forgetting Christmas would be like not being able to find that library book you can't find that you're sure you took back. And the idiot in the library has no record of it because he's not doing his job properly. And I knew his mother. They used to live down Gaythorne Terrace, that lot. There were 12 of them in that house. I used to know all the names at one time. All the boys' names began with R. Rupert, Robert, he's the so-called librarian now, Freddie.
Freddie doesn't begin with an R.
Well, no. Freddie begins with an F.
You said all the boys' names began with an R.
Yes, but you can't spell Freddie with an R, can you? That would be ready. Anyway, what are you talking about them for? What have they got to do with Christmas?
I don't know.
Really, Jerry, your mind does wander. Try and stay on topic, will you?
Right. What can I get you?
Just a tea for the time being, Geraldo. I'll be over there with her and him. Sally, Geoffrey, Do you mind if I join you?
No, feel free.
Only, I don't want to interrupt you if you're having a meeting of the Keep Christmas a Secret Society.
Nobody's been secretive about Christmas. It's everywhere. You can't avoid it. Don't tell me you forgot.
Of course I didn't forget. How could I forget Christmas? It's just I have a lot of other things going on, I do. My social diary is literally full, weeks ahead of the things I'm doing. One would have to be an idiot to forget Easter. Christmas!
So what are you doing this year, then? All the trimmings?
Oh, yes. It's mainly trimmings at my place. What are you doing?
We're having Christmas dinner at the community centre tomorrow. I'm helping there, serving. Then we're going to the pantomime. It's Puss in Boots this year with Henry Winkler.
Well, I might come to that myself. I used to love the Fonz. Hey, sit down. Have yourself a coffee. My other commitments permitting, of course.
What other commitments have you got, then?
What other commitments have I got? Oh, dear, it would be easier to ask me what commitments I haven't got.
All right. What commitments haven't you got?
Well, I haven't... Well, let's see, I haven't got to go to... I don't know what commitments I haven't got. How do I know what commitments I haven't got?
You said it'd be easier.
It was a finger of speech, Sally. Your trouble is you take everything too literally. What time does this Christmas dinner start?
You can't come. You had to have your name down over a month ago. It's a proper sit-down meal this time.
A sit-down meal? They had a run-in buffet last year. You could help yourself.
Yeah, well, some people help themselves too liberally.
Hey, I hope you're not pointing your fingers at me. I took no more or less than was required by my dietary needs. And I could have charged them for having my jacket dry cleaned. It took three ghosts to get all those gravy stains out of the pockets. I can still smell it when it's a warm day.
It's fully subscribed.
They'll find room for a headline act like me. Anyway, one or two of that lot will have passed away before tomorrow with any luck. Where's the pantomime? I'd love to see Henry's Winkle in puss-filled boots.
You haven't got a ticket for the panto either.
Thank you, Sally. I was actually talking to Geoffrey.
You were looking at me.
Yes, I was looking at you, but I was talking to him. This is a free country, you know. Last time I checked, we weren't living in Cubist China. This is England, a septic scone served with a silver seasoning. We vote our bunch of idiots in here, and I will defend to the death my right to look at one person while speaking to another.
It's at the Alhambra.
Oh, I know the Alhambra. Yes. I've lost count of the number of times I've appeared at the Alhambra.
What in?
Again, Sally, I was looking at you, but talking to Geoffrey.
So when you're looking at me, are you talking to her?
Yes. No. Yes.
And when I want to talk to you, who do I look at?
It's me, isn't it?
Yes. No. Yes.
So what have you been in?
What, me?
No, I'm talking to him.
Oh, because you were looking at me. That's right, I'm starting to get the hang of it now. It's like everything, isn't it? You just got to practice. I like the colour of your dress.
I'm not wearing a dress, you idiot.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Sally.
You're not very good at this, are you? Who am I talking to now? You don't know, do you?
I do. Him. Me. Him. Me. Oh, him. Oh, shut up, will you? Shut up, the pair of you. I try to suggest a new and exciting way of having a conversation, and you just throw it back in my face. Anyway, listen, I know the stage doorman of the Alhambra personally, so I won't be needing a bloody ticket anyway. What time's the meal?
It's at 3 o'clock.
Aha! For your information, I was talking to Geoffrey, clever clog. I got you there, didn't I? Now then, not half as clever as you think I am, are you? I shall see you tomorrow.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know. Blimey, there's enough of them here, isn't there? It's unbelievable how they all come out of the woodwork when there's a sniff of a free meal. Excuse me, love, can you move your legs, do you think?
Eh?
I said, can you move your legs?
Why, what are you doing?
I'm climbing the Matterhorn, what does it look like? Sir Edmund Hillary, lovely to meet you.
What?
I'm going to sit there.
Oh, you can't sit there, Sir Edmund. That's me Dennis's place. He's in the toilet. He's got a weak bladder. He can go up to 18 times a day, Dennis can.
Look, I'm going to have to stop talking to you now because, one, you're getting on me nerves. And B, I've got to get to the summit before the light fails. Sherpa Van Helsing will send out the helicopters if I'm not there before nightfall.
Oh, we don't want helicopters in here.
I'd better get a move on then, hadn't I? I'll get over there. Look out, coming through. Shift yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that you then?
Was what me?
On the police name.
Why, do you know them?
No.
Then yes, it is me.
You're Mrs. Whiting.
What?
Well, that's what it says on the card.
Well, it shouldn't. It shouldn't say that at all. In fact, I'm furious with them about that if it does say that. Let me have a look and see what's going on. Oh, this happens to me all the time, does this? It's not Mrs., it's Mr. S. They've put the S too close to the Mr. Mr. S. Whitening, that's me.
Your name is Whiting?
Is it? Oh, yes, of course it is. Yes, oh, that's right. It just slipped my mind for a minute.
So what does the S stand for?
Sandra. Susan. Simon, that's right. I'm Simon. Sorry about that. Mama always wanted a daughter. But you know, she grew to love me over the years. And in the end, she was rather pleased that I hadn't been a woman. In fact, her last words to me on her dying deathbed were, "Do you know, Arthur, I've always been highly delighted you're not a woman."
Why did she call you Arthur?
Who?
Your mother.
Did she? I'll have to have a word with her about that, because mother or no mother, I cannot and I will not tolerate being called Arthur.
Hello, Arthur.
Oh, for crying out loud. Excuse me, my man. I think you must have got me mistaken for someone that looks like me, called a different name to mine, which is...
I know.
No, don't tell me. There's a P in it. I know that.
It's Simon.
I was just going to say that. It's Simon.
Are you joking, Arthur?
Stop calling me Arthur at once. Otherwise, I'll have to inform the police to put up an exclusion zone around you.
His mother always wanted a girl.
I told you that in confidence.
Oi, what do you think you're doing?
What's it got to do with you?
I'm Mrs. Whiting.
Oh, are you? Oh, you're Mrs. Whitening. We've been looking for you. Oh, is that Rex Harrison over there with the neck brace on? Do excuse me. I need a word with him about Doctor Who Little. Rex! Rex! Oh, for crying out loud, they're clearing dinner away. I haven't had the whiff of a bit of turkey yet. Geoffrey! Geoffrey! Geoffrey!
Hello, Simon.
Oh, shut up. Listen, I haven't had any dinner yet.
It's all gone.
Well, it's scandalous. I didn't eat this morning because I didn't want to spoil my dinner. Is there nothing left?
Well, anything left over has gone into the recycling.
Well, I'm disappointed in you, Geoffrey. I thought I'd at least be able to get my teeth into a couple of your cold sprouts.
We're on a very tight schedule. We're due at the pantomime at 5:30.
Right, thank you. Thank you for nothing. You get on with everything. Don't worry about me. Oh, look, a turkey leg on that table. Right, I'm having that.
Oi, what are you doing? You can't have that.
Why, have you had it in your mouth?
No.
Oh, brilliant. Right then. I should put it in the recycling.
Recycling?
That's right. Someone could make a nice lamp out of it.
You can't make a lamp out of a turkey leg.
All right, a flute then.
You're not going to make anything out of that. I'm taking it home for the dog.
You can't take a turkey's leg home for a dog when there's starving people talking to you. In the world, starving people in the world talking to you. I'll tell you what, at my own expense, I'll put it in an envelope and mail it to the Salvation Army.
Don't be stupid. Give it me back.
No, no, it's all right. I'll get it off straight away.
No, you won't. Give it me back.
It's no trouble if you'll just relax your grip.
Get off the turkey leg.
You get off it.
Is everything all right?
Oh, Vicar. Oh, yes. We're just playing a Christmas game.
Oh, what is this?
Tug of turkey leg war.
He said he was going to send it to the Salvation Army.
Well, did you?
Yes, that's one of the final stages of the game.
And then what happens?
Well, what happens then is that whoever has control of the turkey leg becomes the turkey king and can tell people what to do.
So that means I'm the turkey king, so I can boss you around?
Well, in theory, yes. Let's not get carried away. It is just a game.
Oh, so sing me a Christmas carol. Your turkey king has spoken.
Ah, Christmas carol, what a good idea. This is rather a good game, isn't it? Don't let me stop you. Carry on. You must obey the turkey king.
Oh, for crying out. While shepherds wash their socks by night.
Louder!
Up sea's tail on the ground. My bloody stomach thinks its throat's been cut. Rumbling away like Krakatoa east of Jedburgh. Is this coach ever going to go?
Excuse me.
What?
You're sitting in my seat.
Oh, no, no, I'm not having that. You should have got here earlier. I got the last available seat. If you wanted to reserve it, you should have put your name on it.
I'm the driver. You're sitting in the driver's seat.
Well, how am I to know that?
I would have thought the steering wheel was a big clue.
Oh, well, stand then. It's only 10 minutes away, is the Alhambra?
No, there's no standing. Health and safety.
Health and safety? Has it ever occurred to you that some of us don't want to be healthy and safe? Some of us like to live life on the edge. No rules, no restrictions, no plans, no petting, no bombing, no fishing, no spitting, no parking after 6 p.m.
You are not allowed to stand on this coach. You'll have to get off.
Right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Merry Christmas to you. I'll make my own way to the theatre. Don't worry about me. Right. Box office. Goodness for that. Good afternoon. Shall I just go through?
Go through where?
Into the theatre to see Claudia Winkleman in Kinky Boots. They usually just let me have one of the boxes because of who I am. The Royal Box will do if she's not in herself. Actually, between you and me, it's not the best seat in the theatre, is it? You're almost sideways on, aren't you? In actual fact, it makes me feel a bit bilious watching things sideways on. You would have thought the architects would have taken that into account, wouldn't you? And put the stage sideways on. We don't want the royal family throwing up on the proletariat below, do we? Even if it is royal jelly. Royal trifle. Royal sick.
I'm sorry, but I can't let you go into the theatre if you don't have a ticket.
Right. I didn't want to do this, but you've brought it on yourself. Get me the man from Del Monte.
Who?
The owner of this theatre, Lord Del Monte. Not Del Monte, idiot. Delfont. Lord Bernard Delfont, the orange juice taster. Your boss.
I don't know who Lord Delfont is, but he's not the owner. And anyway, we're completely sold out. You'll have to come back some other time.
Well, I've never heard anything like this in my life. Equity shall hear about your intransigent behaviour, young man.
I'm not a man.
Don't nitpick with me. You'll be hearing from someone about this. Merry Christmas to you. Bloody outrageous. No sodden dinner, no sodden pantomime. Well, they don't know who they're tangling with, this lot here. I'll get into this theatre if it kills me. Now, let's have a look. Nope. Aha! An open window! Brilliant! It's a bit small, though, isn't it? Oh, no, I can squeeze through that. I haven't put a pound on since I was 2 years old, me. Everybody says that. I can stand on this dustbin. OK, that's all right. Just push that open a bit more. Slide through. Ooh, it was tight. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. Come on. Oh, be careful. Oh, for crying out loud, I've knocked the bloody dustbin over. If I can just move this arm. I can't move this arm. What about the other one? Where is the other one? It's gone. My other arm is gone. Oh, no, there it is. That was a close one. I can't move. I'm stuck. Help! Help! Is there anybody in here?
What the hell's going on? What are you doing?
All I'm trying to do is get into this building to see Claudia Winkleman's pussy in Henry Winkle's boots. Hey, sit down. Help yourself to coffee.
I'm going to get security.
Oh, for crying out loud. Can't a man climb in through the window of the women's toilets without having his motives questioned?
Right, well, we've checked it out, and as far-fetched as your story sounds, several people confirmed your version of events, so we're letting you go with a warning to behave in the future.
Thank you, officer. As I said, it was just one of those accidents caused by a freak. A simple misunderstanding that spiralled out of control into a snowball from hell.
Just don't get yourself into trouble again, eh?
Have no fear, officer. A life of crime is a one-way street. Wait a minute. What's that smell? What's she got on that trolley?
Oh, that's just turkey dinners for the people in Knockup.
Turkey dinners?
Yes, well, it's Christmas, isn't it, after all? You've just missed out there, haven't you?
Yes, just missed out. Just missed out. You spotty baboon.
I beg your pardon?
You blue bottle.
Well, I think you better calm down, sir.
Calm down yourself. You know what people call you? The rozzers, the fuzz, the peelers, the bizzies, the flatfoots, the filth, the pigs, the blue meanies, the town clowns, the freaky bacon, the cheese and onion, the roast chicken flavour. But to me, you'll always be Mr. Big Feet Plod, eh? Now stand still while I knock your hat off.
Oi, right, well, that's it. Back in the cells for you until you've cooled down.
Splendid idea, officer. Come on, get the door open. It'll be going cold.
And do you think you could tell them I'd like extra roast potatoes and extra gravy with mine? Well, as you say, it is Christmas after all. And what are we having for our pudding? Will there be any silver sixpences in it? Because they play havoc with my digestion. I've still got one floating around in me from Christmas 74. It's a kind of Christmas shrapnel wound, isn't it?
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Mel Gederoich, Alistair Kerr and Dave Mountfield. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at Dartington Hall, is produced by John Leonard and Graham Duff, and is a joint Comedia Entertainment and Smooth Operations production.